Welcome to Nova's Here. My name is Greg Horn. We are talking about what Joseph taught us that first Christmas, and we've been basing it out of Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 through 25. You got your Bible. Maybe you want to camp out there and read that with us. And we've just been talking about things that Joseph taught us at first Christmas from these seven verses. We talked about, one, that we can't save ourselves. Two, we asked the question, what is God asking you to be obedient to do today? Like Joseph, when he responded in obedience to what God wanted him to do about taking Mary to be his wife, and even though it wasn't his baby. And then we talked yesterday that our actions speak louder than our words. And I want to encourage you, if you missed those first two programs, to go check them out at our website, hopeishere.today. Also sign up to get our podcast of our radio program so you can listen to them again, or if you get a program in the middle, or more importantly, if you want to share somebody else that might be encouraged and blessed by one of our 14-minute programs, you can do that. But I shared yesterday, about Joseph's actions spoke louder than his words, and it was talking about how our, as a follower of Jesus, that, man, we want our actions to speak louder than the words. People, before they want to hear a sermon or hear about Jesus, they want to see Jesus. And one of the things that I noticed, a friend of mine posted on her Facebook page, that she puts out a basket of snacks and a sign that says, for all UPS, FedEx, or drivers, I want to, Amazon, couldn't think of it, sorry there, delivery drivers, know you're working hard, and appreciate your efforts, enjoy a drink and a snack. And they had a little basket with bottled waters, a little basket of snacks like peanut butter crackers or Reese cups, things like that. And just thought, man, what a blessing. And I know this person's a follower of Jesus, and I just thought, if that's something simple, if people are, you're getting a lot of deliveries that you can do, set out during the daytime, and just what a blessing that is. And your actions can speak so much louder than your words. Secondly, something that Joseph taught us at Christmas is Joseph thought through this major decision. You know, verse 20, it says, but after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. But I like in the first part of that verse in 20, it says, but after he had considered this, he had thought about it. And, you know, I mean, let's be honest, we're Joseph. Most guys would just been like, and probably pretty much all guys, I'm out, I'm done, you know, this is not my child. But he didn't rush into a major decision. He thought through this. And I want to encourage you today, if you've got a major decision, and I mean, it doesn't get much more major than all of a sudden your fiance's pregnant and it's not your baby, yet what incredible maturity he showed, and how he thought through this major decision instead of rushing and making a rash decision and speaking words of out of emotion. James chapter 1, verse 19 says, everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. Say that one more time. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. And I will encourage you, if you've got to have a decision or a discussion with somebody today, and maybe there is some frustration, maybe even some anger there, that just to be quick to listen and slow to speak, and definitely slow to become angry. And I heard a saying a long time ago, you know, it's kind of interesting that God gave us two ears and one mouth. So maybe he was trying to show us proportionately we should listen twice as much as we should speak. And I tell you, that's one of the things I've been trying to see, if I could be a better listener. And when I say listen, I mean not just talk less, but also really listen. Not just listen, but hear what people say. I mean, isn't that a tremendous blessing when you know that somebody's actually heard you, and maybe they can repeat back a little bit of what you said, and you know they definitely heard what you said? And that's one of the things I want to encourage you today. Be a good listener. And ask others for advice. But don't just ask people that you know will tell you what you want to hear. You've got to make a major decision like Joseph. But ask people that you know that maybe even think a little differently than you. Make sure that they give you biblical, God-honoring wisdom, but that they will also share with you maybe truth and love that you don't want to hear. Shared about my dad's birthday earlier this week and some of his wisdom, and I would ask him because he would always tell me the truth. Sometimes wouldn't necessarily want to hear it, but he would tell me in love. And he would say it so nicely. He'd also have one of his little sayings. He'd say, food for thought, son. That's just food for thought. In other words, this is what I really think you should do, but you know, you're a grown man. You got to make your own decision. Also thankful that, you know, I've got two great brothers I can get wisdom from. Friend Tom in Texas, Greg Williams here locally, Max Apple, just blessed with some good guy friends that can really give me wisdom when I'm trying to think through a major decision. And then last but not least, you're like, I don't know if I even have that. The Holy Spirit, just like it spoke to Joseph in that dream. Let God speak to you and think through major decisions. Don't rush into them, just like I shared about the car situation and waiting on God to show me through that major decision of buying a car and thinking through it, praying through it, getting wisdom, and waiting until I had peace about it, and God definitely showed me what to do. A third thing that we can learn from Joseph at that first Christmas, that sometimes when you're a person of integrity, it often involves making unpopular decisions. You know, the Bible talks a lot about that. Job chapter 27, verse 5, Job said, I will never admit you are in the right till I die. I will not deny my integrity. Of course, you remember that his friends and even his wife, just because Job had lost everything and even had sores all over his body, they just said, you know, obviously you must have done something wrong, and just curse God and die. And yet Job said, no, I will never admit that you're in the right till I die. I will not deny my integrity. And friends, I want to encourage you today to make decisions that will be people of integrity. And that's not easy to do sometimes. And we get tempted to take shortcuts and things with expense accounts and bills and taxes and, you know, relationships. And I just want to really, really encourage you to say, you know, if there's something you know right now, you're in a gray area of integrity, that let this be the Holy Spirit and God speaking to you today, say, no, I'm not going to cross that line, and I'm going to honor God and be a person of integrity with my job, in my marriage, with my friends, with my finances. I mean, there's just so many areas that the enemy will try to backdoor you and cause you to not be a person of integrity. I'll never forget one time my dad and I had been at a restaurant, and we got to the pay at the counter, and he said, everything fine today? And the cashier asked me, I said, well, yeah, everything's fine. You need to add another soft drink on there. They only charge us for one, and my son and I both had a drink. The cashier looked at him and said, well, no, that's our mistake. Where he said, well, no, you know, just go on and add it. I want to pay for what we drank and ate. And, you know, my dad didn't make a big deal about it. He never said anything as we walked out to the car, and he was very nice to the cashier. But what he did modeled such integrity to me, and I'm so thankful for that. And just know people and your kids and grandkids, they're watching. I'm thankful my mom was such a person of integrity and would do the right thing and pay for what we're supposed to, and just was always a person of integrity. I'm so thankful for parents that did that, and parents and grandparents. I promise your children, your grandchildren, your neighbors, they're watching. Jesus, Mark chapter 12, verse 14, it says, a man came to Jesus and said, Teacher, we know that you're a man of integrity. You aren't swayed by others because you pay no attention to who they are, but you teach the way of God in accordance with the truth. And, you know, friends, that's one of the things with Jesus. He didn't hang out with just all the religious scholars and people. I mean, he went and hung out with the tax collectors, which had a bad reputation. They stole and cheated people, the prostitutes, just the people that the religious people kind of turned their noses up. But they would listen to Jesus because they knew that he was a person of integrity. And so I know today that Joseph modeled that for us and the first Christmas, and want to encourage you to do that. Last but not least, as we wind up just these three programs on what Joseph taught us that first Christmas, you know, when life throws you an unexpected curve like Joseph, respond in faith. I'll say it again. When life throws you an unexpected curve like Joseph, you have to answer a question. How will you respond? In fear, or in faith. I want to encourage you to respond in faith. I mean, you can imagine if you're Joseph, you get that unexpected news that your fiance is pregnant and it's not your child, and it's by, you know, the Holy Spirit. And I mean, just, I mean, you're talking about having a major curveball thrown at you. And I know everybody listening today is dealing with something. I've been doing ministry for 19 years now, both full time for a lot of years, and now bivocationally. And I know that everybody's dealing with something. And I want to encourage you today to be encouraged and inspired by Joseph's example, and not to respond in fear, but to respond in faith. And some of my favorite life verses I've shared off and on through the 3 years that we've been doing Hope Is Here is just Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge God, and he will make your path straight." Romans chapter 8, verse 28 says, "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose." And I'm so thankful it didn't say that. We know that in some things God works for the good of those who love him. And we know that in most things that God works for the good of those who love him and who have been called according to his purpose. I'm so thankful today that it says, and we know that in all things, in everything, that God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. Friends, he will make a way when there seems to be no way. He's going to do that for you this Christmas season. Don't be discouraged. Don't be defeated by your emotions, by your feelings, by your circumstances. But stand on and believe and be a person of faith in what God's word says about you and what he will do in your circumstances. And I know some of you say, "Greg, you don't know what's been done to me this year or in the past." And friends, you're right. I don't. But God does. And I will remind you what Joseph said to his brothers after several years after they had were going to kill him, but then they decided just to sell him. And, wound it up, he got bought by somebody, and then he was falsely imprisoned by his owner and there for 8 years. And then read a dream, a vision somebody had, and say, "Hey, don't forget me, tell the king so I can get out." And it was like another year and a half before they came back and did that. So if anybody had a chance to be bitter, it'd be Joseph. But as you know, if you've been a follower of Jesus for a while, Joseph wound up eventually getting out of jail and being promoted to the second most powerful person in all the land. And there was a great famine, and he wound up being in control of the food distribution. And his brothers came to him, and fortunately his dad was still alive. And obviously most of us have been like, "Oh, yeah, paybacks are, you know." But I love what Joseph's response was. He says, "As for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good to bring it about that many people should be kept alive." And I want to say that to you today, friends, that if you'll stand in faith and not in fear or in anger, that what was meant for evil against you, that God will use for good. And I want to encourage you today to choose faith, not fear or anger, and choose that God will make a way when there seems to not be a way. That God, Emmanuel, means God is with us, and that there's always hope because of Jesus. And that you'll read Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 through 25, and let God speak to you like he has this week to us through these three programs. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you'll share this program with somebody today. I'm Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
If you have been blessed by Hope Is Here, would you consider making a donation to help this ministry continue to reach thousands in Central Kentucky every day? It's simple and safe. Go to our website at hopeishere.today, where you can make a safe and secure online donation, or you can find our address to mail a check. All donations are tax deductible, and they are greatly appreciated. Please make your donation today at hopeishere.today. Again, that's hopeishere.today.